Welcome to each and every one of you Parkinson's Recovery members. You are all courageous individuals who have dedicated yourself to finding ways that will be successful in helping you to reverse whatever symptoms you may currently be experiencing. As you well know, my mission, my focus, my intent each and every year has been always to do a scan of the universe, literally, and capture and document the various modalities that are helping people reverse their symptoms. So some people, some researchers would say, well, I'm not going to come out and be public about this initial discovery. I've only got a few people who said it helps. I think I need to see if I can get funding to do some studies. And, of course, the researcher then spends 10 or 20 years trying to get funding. If they get funding, it takes them another 10 years to do the study. They publish the study. The study shows, oh, wow, this therapy really does help. And then what's the response? The response is, well, more studies are needed. Well, I've been a researcher. I know that game. And I've decided to bounce out of that game and get into what I think is a much more fruitful, much more beneficial approach to research, and that is to say, okay, we really do not have any viable therapies in a traditional sense for Parkinson's disease that have been developed. And yet, if you go outside the framework of those traditional therapies, as it turns out, I am documenting, I am discovering a surprising number of wonderful therapies that are helping people get relief from their symptoms. So that's what I'm doing, folks. That's the whole intent. That's the mission of Parkinson's Recovery, to capture these ideas, to document these ideas, to get the word out, and of course, to encourage people, if you're so called, to go ahead and embrace some or at least one of these therapies to see if, in fact, it might offer some relief to your symptoms. In terms of radio show interviews, I hosted an interview with a holistic healer from Maryland. Her name is Barbara Frank. Barbara's quite an amazing individual in the sense that she learned all of her therapies from her mother, who was a holistic, herbal kind of a healer, and her mother learned these therapies from her grandfather. So it's really a family that has been involved in holistic healing for literally decades and decades. Barbara was a guest on the show about 6 years ago, and I invited her to come back and to give us an update on what she has discovered in terms of what's helping people with Parkinson's disease. So if you haven't listened to that interview, be sure to check in and take about 45 minutes of your day here over the coming week to listen to her answers to the questions that I actually asked. Barbara presents an argument that I think is rather compelling, that one of the explanations for why neurological problems exist winds up being all these little nasty parasites and critters that wind up being embedded in our body. Some of you, I know, have a suspicion that you might have something called Lyme infection, or you've actually been technically or diagnostically confirmed with Lyme disease. You may also be someone who, if you chased after some treatments for this, you might have been disappointed because antibiotics, as it turns out, is not a viable or successful therapy in the long run. In the short run, you'll feel better. In the long run, guess what? You're back to square one. Barbara has interesting insights and perspectives on Lyme. She argues that she's able to help people who have this particular infection. So if you're a person who finds that you're really frustrated at this point, you've tried one therapy after another and you're still feeling lousy, why not connect with Barbara? She does a consultation that also involves sending out these wonderful, pure, holistic, very high-energy products that are cleansing products and that basically are detox products. And I have to say, we actually purchased this consultation from her last week for my daughter. She charges only $250 for the whole deal. I mean, Barbara is not into the work to make money, I can assure you, I can't believe that the products that she shipped to us basically cost anything less, and they might have cost more. So I think she's a great resource. She's been helpful to us and our family. And if you're at the point where you really are struggling to try to figure out why you continue to feel so lousy, why not listen to the interview and see if you're called out to give Barbara a call and connect with her. Now, my exciting announcement for everyone, all of you members, is that I've devoted my last couple of months to updating Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. That's the big book that many, many thousands have actually purchased. But instead of just adding the update to the original book, I didn't want people who've already purchased the book, and there are many of you, to have to repurchase the book. So what I've done is I've just documented the discoveries over the past year in a little booklet, 98-page booklet, and it's titled Update, 2018 Update of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. The download is available as of today. I'm still getting the organization to put up the print book, which should be available by the end of the week. What are the therapies that I cover and discuss and preview in this 2018 update? Well, let me just list the therapies. And for those of you that have followed the interviews on the radio shows over the last year or year and a half, these should sound somewhat familiar since I am drawing some of the information from the actual content of these radio show interviews. But I also have additional information for many of the therapies, some updates on the therapies that obviously were not covered in the initial radio show interview with the appropriate guest. The therapies then that I discuss in some detail that are offering, we know at least some people, relief from their symptoms are the following. Light therapy, and more specifically, this is photobiomodulation. And that basically is piggyback off of the interview with an inventor of a V-Light neurophotobiomodulation device. He's from Toronto, Canada, that a number of individuals with Parkinson's have decided to go ahead and try. And early results indicate that in gross, crude estimate of whether it helps or not, looks like about 9 out of 10 persons who purchased this report back that they're pleased with the result. We do have some returns. About 1 out of 10 of these units have been returned for that 80% refund. So that's a crude estimate to suggest that there's a little risk involved in that you don't get 100% refund if you decide to try it. But an 80% refund is a very generous offer. So I've described what that therapy is and invite you to consider that as a possible option if you have not already done so. I did hear from one actual member here of Parkinson's Recovery who reported back that she returned her unit, but it wasn't because it wasn't working. I guess as it turned out, her nose, it has a little nasal clip, her nose was getting way too dry given the way her body worked, and so she decided it would be better for her to return the unit. But she said it had nothing to do with the fact that the unit wasn't working. Apparently it was facilitating better memory. A second therapy that I discuss in some detail is high-dose thiamine treatment from discoveries of a medical practitioner and researcher in Italy by the name of Dr. Costanini. The next therapy that we cover is a pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. So in that discussion, I just present a general overview of what that is all about, what the nature of the research is, a little bit about the history. And then in that particular section, I focus on the one therapy that, just as a researcher, I've identified as being the one I would recommend that you consider if you want to pursue that therapy. It's called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. And more specifically, if you have one of those or if you are getting treatments, the one little feedback that I'm just craving to hear and I'm not going to hear this for a while because this is really new for all of the Parkinson's audience, is the extent to which the Beamer sleep program might really be facilitating some genuine healing from the inside out. So the sleep program is something that no other device has. You lie on this mat and you turn the sleep program on when you begin to go to sleep. It runs for the first 2 hours of your evening when you're sleeping, turns off for about 3 or 4 hours, and then it turns on for the last 2 hours, and it takes you down into that deep REM sleep that is critical for being able to see true and genuine rejuvenation and regeneration at the cellular level. There's also a section on sleep therapy. Those are basically comments and insights and discoveries from a neurologist in Tyler, Texas, by the name of Stasha Gominek. I also have something I have to say quite proud of. There's a section in the book about the brand new, I want to emphasize this, this is just come out, about ketone esters. So as it turns out, there are now a couple of laboratories, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, that is actually producing a ketone ester. This is a drink that you drink that boosts the ketones in your body. Now, that's unheard of. This is brand new. We obviously don't have any evidence for people with Parkinson's, but we do know that ketones have a dramatic influence on lots of health issues. So be sure to check that particular section out. The other heads up that I want to give to everyone is the following. When I initially aired the interview with Frank Losa, who is the CEO of the company that has the lab that's making the esters, and also, by the way, is connected to the primary researcher who developed this technology, Dr. Veach at NIH. We basically announced that there were the opportunities to pre-order the ester. And so I know several of you jumped in and pre-ordered the ester. We have a testimonial from Dwayne from last month's support group meeting gathering, who reported that he obtained a pre-order of that and found it just provided marvelous relief from his symptoms. Now, the pre-orders were closed pretty quickly, and for about about 4 months, it was not possible to even order the ketone ester. Okay, so the good news for everyone is just last week, Frank has opened up the opportunity to order the ketone ester, and so be sure to check that out. He's got what's called a trainer bottle. I believe it'll last, I think he said 20 days or maybe 30, and it costs $300. That, I might add, I don't think Frank is making any profit at this point. He's trying to get the ester out, particularly to people who have Parkinson's symptoms, to get some evidence out there about what kind of people are going to be helped by taking the ester. So I'm excited because what happens with the ester is when you take it, you don't have to wait days or weeks to be able to see if it's going to help. Basically 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you see it there. Now, if you don't get improvement that quickly, it may be you didn't take enough of the ester, so you have to experiment with how much you actually take. It's brand new. Do we have any research evidence to back up its effectiveness? No. Let me just emphasize. I'm sorry, that's not the case. But the fact is that some of you, I know, are at the point where you're taking quite a few medicines and you're at the point where the doctor may be hesitant to prescribe higher doses. If that's the case, I'm hoping, and I want to stress hope because we don't have any evidence again, that you might be able to supplement your medicines with taking the ester. It could be the medicines will last longer, be more effective. Oh, who knows, maybe you'll even be able to reduce the dosage that you actually take. So I think the ketone ester promises wonderful relief down the line, or at least, again, speaking as a researcher, that's my fondest wish for all of you. The next section in the book covers CBD oil as a treatment for Parkinson's disease. I documented this 3 years ago, so we were really at the cutting edge of telling everybody, hey, why don't you try this? And, of course, at the time when we aired that interview, the shipping was really technically only legal to about 20 states of the 50 and not particularly legal in most other foreign countries. So the company that was actually interviewed about the CBD oil did pretty well for the first 6 months or so of their tenure as a company. But then I guess there were some issues of whether or not it was legal for them to ship the CBD to states where marijuana was not legal. And let me stress, the extract of the CBD they were using was from hemp plant, not from the marijuana plant. So it was not making anybody high. There was nothing illegal about it. But still, as you can imagine, in the world of rules and regulations and judges and courts, it got to be really messy. Well, everything has shifted now. And I do mean now. Just this past week, the last state, Nevada, has finally legalized the CBD oil. So the company that I've identified that I'm recommending that you consider is legally shipping the CBD oil to all U.S. states. They're also shipping it to a number of European countries, United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland, and I believe Sweden. Not Canada yet, although apparently they're going to open up shipping opportunities to Canada in the next several weeks. So for those of you who are members and are from other countries, hold on. The company is spreading out to other countries little by little. They are rapidly expanding. This is really exploding, not just for Parkinson's, but for many other conditions. So I think what you're going to discover is the opportunity to receive some of the CBD oil on a trial basis will be afforded to everyone eventually. Maybe it'll be another year or two, but just hang on to your seat. Why do I recommend this specific company? Well, actually, it was referred to me because I've been waiting to find a company that I felt like with confidence I could recommend to everyone by a member, Parkinson's Recovery member, who had done his due diligence, looked at all the companies. I was overwhelmed, I have to say. There are so many new companies out there, and some of them are scammers and some of them are not. It's very high priced, and so the feeling I had was, well, it costs so much, I'm hesitant to recommend CBD oil to most people because you're going to spend a fortune just suppressing your symptoms. Well, finally, this company, they're called CTFO. They basically have a very high quality oil, organic, no GMO, all the kind of things you'd like to expect in any kind of a product. They have a high concentration, which is very rare, 1,500 milligrams. And the best part of it is that it's the lowest cost of any company. And finally, the reason why I really like this particular company is they offer a full 100% refund 60 days after you purchase. And that means, and I want to encourage everyone, if you're so called to try CBD oil and you haven't tried it yet, then here's an opportunity for you to order and use the whole bottle. Use it for the whole month and see if it provides any relief at all. If it does not, claim your refund. That'll be a risk-free opportunity. So it seems to me it's a great opportunity for us all as a community to figure out, okay, let's get a lot of people trying this out. Let's get some just anecdotal evidence to see, okay, who's it helping, who's it not helping, so that we have a better idea of what CBD oil can do for persons with Parkinson's. Anecdotal evidence so far is very encouraging. If you go on YouTube and you just type in CBD and Parkinson's, quite a few people have testimonials about what wonders it has done for them. So I know that it obviously is helping some people. The problem with CBD oil is that there are lots of companies out there that really are sketchy, if I could put it that way. But the one that I've got in the book, I have confidence that they're the real deal. You can count on them. They're reliable. You know, they have a high-quality product. You don't have to worry you're going to be ripped off. And you can be assured that if it doesn't work for you, you'll be able to get a full refund. So I'm confident that this company is one that I think you can rely on to try this out to see if it's going to help or not. Now, if you already are using CBD oil and you got a reliable company, heavens, don't switch. I mean, you know, keep up with what you're doing, obviously. If you feel as though you've got a good source, but the price is pretty high, and it is in most companies, just know that this particular company has equally high quality and reliability, but their cost is, gosh, and compared to some companies, anywhere from 25% less to 70% less. So it's worth doing a little price comparison. And then finally, there's a section in the book that I completed, and I just completed all of this writing here in the last couple of days and have issued the download, is now available. A little section on macrobiotics, and this is off of an interview I did with Warren Kramer, who is the specialist in macrobiotics. Warren has been in the field for 30 years, and so talking about a person who has some true expertise, and he has a lot of incredible insights about the foods that facilitate healing neurological challenges. So I, quite frankly, personally thought that was really the best interview that I've had with a person who talked about diet. Now, don't get me wrong, we've got 250 replays of interviews, and quite a few of them are people who are espousing one dietary regimen or another, people who have very fancy backgrounds and degrees and basically are obviously credible, and they have reasonably good and smart ideas to offer. And yet the problem is that each person seems to be suggesting something a little bit different. So, boy, talking about gobbledygook, talking about getting confused, I certainly was at that point myself. So I thought Warren's ideas were fresh. They were basically very specific in terms of the kinds of things that you can do to get relief from very specific symptoms. So I would suggest that's one of the, I think, the wonderful interviews that I've documented in the book. So it's 2000 and Update is what it's called, the little 98-page book. If you've already purchased it, I know many of you have got as a encyclopedia The Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease, know that the content in this update does not overlap with the first book. It's all new discoveries as of this particular last year. And on the support group page down at the bottom, there's a little place that if you want to, you can acquire a download of the book. The price is only $10, and of course that helps support the replays of the radio show, as well as it helps subsidize some of the free services that we actually offer. So you can purchase that by clicking on the link. It takes you to the website where both books are previewed, and then you can actually purchase the download directly from there. So I'm really pleased with how the book turned out. It felt like I've had many, many new discoveries over just this past year, just the last 12 months. And instead of loading those in to the main book, I thought I'm going to do a little tiny book. It doesn't cost very much, so everybody can get up to date on the new therapies. These are exciting times. New developments, new possibilities have just emerged in the last year, and I just wanted everybody to know something about what's out there. So that's what's been happening here at Parkinson's Recovery, where we've been very busy getting this update done. I'm just checking now with the questions and answers section. I don't see anybody who's written in a question from any earlier day this month, and I've just checked into the chat room. I don't see anybody who's basically written in to the chat room, so I want to check here to our callers
and be sure that we connect in with each of you who've called in.
I see a number of you are connecting in through your computers, as of course is always possible. And I also am well aware that many of you, because of where you live,
are not able to connect in with our live program. So you're basically sleeping at this time since you live halfway across the world. So that's why we don't have a whole lot of people who actually call in, because a lot of our members are international. But I'm looking down at our list now,
and we do have one caller that I want to connect in with and find out
what's up, and that's Bill. Bill, it's so wonderful to connect in and hear from you today. Hello.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Well, pretty good. I'm excited about finally finishing that little update of 2018. It's a kind of project that I set the course to do 6 months ago, and I thought I would be done in 2 weeks, and of course it's taken me 6 months. But anyway, I'm celebrating the completion of that. So how about you?
I'm good. We just recently moved, which was pretty stressful, and it, you know, had a somewhat negative effect on my symptoms, just unavoidably.
Do you like your new location?
Yeah, we moved back to California, so we're no longer, we were in North Carolina for 25 years now. We moved back to where we came from, kind of, and so that's, also our children are here, and I have other relatives here, so.
That's a huge move. I mean, that's all the way across the country. I was thinking the move might have been to a different neighborhood or a different house, but you went all the way across the country to the West Coast.
No, it was a huge deal. Plus, we're downsizing, you know, moving from a house into an apartment, and so the whole thing produced a lot of not unexpected, but stress and worry and all that. And I found over the years that the most negative thing for Parkinson's is stress.
Bill, that's my finding, too, in talking to over 1,000 people. I've asked the question to pretty much everyone I talk with. The question is, do you notice that symptoms are worse when you are stressed? And I have not yet had one person who has said no. Everybody says, oh, my God, it's just marked when I know I'm stressed. Symptoms are just unbearable sometimes. So. You're saying the same thing. It's like it's really huge. It's really a huge factor.
Right. Unfortunately, you know, there are cases where there's not much you can do about it. I mean, you have to, you're moving, you got to move, and things go wrong, and you have to deal with it. So.
Exactly. I mean, you can't turn it off. It's like it's there. It's in your face. It's not like you can turn away and say, I'm not moving. I mean, you've got to make it happen. So.
Right,
You know, it's going to
create problems.
But we
finally got it done, so.
Oh, good. So you're settled in. What part of California are you in? What part of California did you come to?
Los Angeles.
Oh, great, great. With all the movie stars.
Yeah, what's left of them?
Right. Isn't that the truth?
No, we lived here in the 80s when my wife and I first got married, and when our kids were little, we moved to North Carolina to kind of get away from the big city kind of idea. And it worked out fine for that. But we just felt now that it's just the two of us, we felt it made more sense to move back.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that our kids were here, I mean, that helps.
Exactly. Well, it's great to hear that the move has been successful and you're in constant to the new apartment and you can get your life on track now.
Yeah, and so I'm still working on various things to help out my Parkinson's situation. One thing I'm trying since we've been out here is a kind of traditional Chinese medicine herbal thing. It combines acupuncture with herbal tonics, I guess you'd call them, sort of solutions that you take with various herbs and roots and twigs and branches and who knows what. And so I don't have anything to report yet since I just started, but maybe next month I'll have more information about that.
Oh, wonderful, Bill. In the interview that I did with Warren Kramer, one of the comments that he made, I didn't actually put this into the booklet, but one of the comments he made was, for people with Parkinson's symptoms, the moxibustion, I think he called it, with acupuncture can be useful. They put, I think, a warm cup around certain acupuncture points. It's called...
Yes.
Probably not saying the word quite, not pronouncing it quite correctly, but it's moxibustion or something close to that. Has your acupuncturist done that for you?
Well, he wanted to start me on the herbal drinks before he did acupuncture because I've tried acupuncture in the past and it really hasn't helped me in terms of Parkinson's or anything else for that matter. But I'm willing to give it another go. This guy is a Korean. He's fourth generation acupuncturist and seems to really know what he's doing. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, hang in there. Give it a serious try. It may be that he'll really be able to provide some wonderful relief.
Yeah, this stuff, it's about maybe, I don't know, a quarter of a cup of this stuff three times a day. It tastes nasty. I mean, not totally horrible, but so it's a little bit of a chore, but I want to give it a fair test and after a month see what happens.
Right, and work with him and see if you can't be able to find some sustained relief. Well, certainly my sense is that there are more people like that kind of practitioner on the West Coast than would be the case, for instance, in North Carolina. So maybe
Definitely.
One of the great advantages of being in Los Angeles is, well, you can find people just like him who approach it in a novel way. And so maybe the opportunities for being able to see success with acupuncture will be much better with him than somebody else.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That was a consideration. I mean, not the only one, but that we had access to more people, more expertise. And, you know, honestly, I feel Western medicine has so little to offer Parkinson's patients that, it, to me, you have to you have to begin to use other approaches, or you're just asking to decline.
And Bill, that's my sense too. It's really sad. I mean, they've had this one medicine that's helped some people, but that was discovered in the 60s. I mean, that's a long time ago. And,
exactly.
Very little has happened, if any, since then. So I know, speaking on behalf of the many medical professionals who are neurologists and medical doctors, I know they're terribly frustrated too, because they really have so little to offer. So that's why, of course, my whole mission is to say, okay, folks have worked at that now for a half a century or longer, and not much movement has happened, so let's look elsewhere. So that's why, of course, I'm documenting all of these other therapies.
Right. Certainly, you've helped a lot of people in terms of expanding their knowledge of the possibilities that are out there. And I think I agree with you 100% that if you wait around for everything to be proven, you're going to wait around for a long time. So,
well, yeah. And even if you have evidence that it's proven, there'll be all sorts of competing interests that will poo-poo the research. You know, they say, oh, no, it's false. It's blah, blah, blah. So I have to confess, Bill, that, you know, I was a serious researcher for 20 years at these very large universities, very prestigious universities. And I began to look around, and I realized a lot of the research is falsified. And I really just got so disappointed. I thought, I've got to do something else with my life. I bowed out. I just quit and said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. So unfortunately, we don't even know, although something might have been published, we don't really know if we can rely on the results or not. So I decided as a researcher, the best research, the highest quality, the most reliable evidence is to hear it from, quote, the horse's mouth. And by that I mean, let's talk to people who are getting results. What are they doing? What is it helping? And to practitioners, to healthcare practitioners who talk about their experience with patients, you know, let's just go to the individual. And so I feel like documenting all of that is really where it's at. We can really take off with discoveries, with that approach. If we continue to do these supposedly well-controlled studies, I'm as a researcher, would not make any contribution to anybody over the entire course of my life. It just wouldn't happen. So I thought, I'm going to shift and make a difference, and this is the way I'm doing it. So the research I do is called case study research, and case study means I just talk to people, I interview them, and they tell their story, and there it is. And so everybody can listen and say, you know, that calls out to me. Boy, that person's experience is like mine. I'm going to experiment with something like what they did And then other people can listen to their story and say, no, that's not me. I'm not going to do that. But they'll find other people with other stories where they'll say, oh, wait a minute, that calls out to me. I'm going to do that. So we get enough people trying enough different things, we're going to have a lot of wonderful evidence out there that's just going to blow the whole world away.
Right. And as you and others have said many times, it's the symptoms are so individualized that it stands to reason that the treatment would probably be individualized as well. What works for one person won't work for another. So you really just got to experiment on yourself, it seems to me.
That's my conclusion, exactly. And then really realizing the many different factors that cause these symptoms. They're so multifaceted. There's so many of them that everybody is going to have to figure it out for themselves. So the whole, and of course, what I've also discovered, which I thought was interesting, is who are the people who succeed in reversing their symptoms? And they do have something that is in common, all of them, and that is they simply took control over their own personal recovery program. So instead of thinking that somebody else could solve it for them, they figured out, wait a minute, I'm going to begin to work on this for myself. I'm going to be in control. I'm going to decide what I need and what I don't need. And so for everybody who succeeded, if you listen to their story, they basically obviously went to get suggestions from one source or another, but they only pursued the choices that called out to them. In other words, they were in the driver's seat, not somebody else. So the people who have been successful, you know, they don't just say, oh, I'm going to go to this doctor or this healthcare professional, and they've got the answer. You know, I know they've cured everybody. They're going to cure me. Nope, that doesn't work for people. That's not going to be successful. So I think, like you say, you just got to figure it out for yourself.
I agree. Most people, I mean, you think having Parkinson's would motivate everybody to do that, but apparently it doesn't. So.
No, and part of course, the problem is there gets to be the possibility of some mental confusion, some executive downtime.
Yeah.
So sometimes people, and they get depressed, and they have low energy, and so while the will wants to do something, all of a sudden they get to the point where they don't have enough energy to do anything. So unfortunately, the people who are most successful kind of catch it at the early stages and get to work when they have some energy.
Right. Well, that's understandable.
It is. It is indeed. Well, Bill, it's wonderful to connect to you. Congratulations on your successful move. And
thank you.
Look forward to hearing how the acupuncture experience goes here, maybe in the next month or two.
Right. And thank you very much for everything you do, Robert. It's helpful to many, many people.
You're very welcome, Bill. It's an honor and a true privilege. Now, we have a second person who's called in. Andrew from Texas, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Robert here. How can I help?
Hey, Robert, how you doing? I am from the Woodlands, Texas, suburb of Houston.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's for 2.5 years. Found your website, HippoLeafX, my wife did, kind of plugged in and paid the monthly fee, and I think I concur with the other caller. You're doing fantastic work. Really appreciate it,
Robert.
Thank
you. Thank you, Andrew. That makes my day, as well as Bill's comment. Thank you for saying that.
Because, like I said, it is an individualized disease for sure. I'll tell you where I got started, Robert, is I think I heard you interview Don McCammon, the Manitow.
The Manitow man?
And he was the one that was perfected a mannitol recipe, you know, that simple sugar.
Yes, of course I do. Yes, he had Parkinson's and found that mannitol had really provided him significant relief.
Yeah, I found it worked. I mean, I got into, you know, Parkinson's pretty early with my symptoms. So I happened to get on mannitol right away just because I stumbled through it.
Well,
like you said, I said I was going to take charge of my own health, figure it out, see what I could do. Like you said, Western medicine has no answer. But here's the good news. The good news about mannitol is it worked, best I could tell. My symptoms never got really that much worse. But the only thing is you had debilitating diarrhea. Just it became, I stopped taking it, but it was either diarrhea or...
Or the symptoms. Yeah. Well, that's what he said. Of course, he made his product, and he said that was the big issue, was the digestive bloating and the gas.
Oh.
And I guess he added a couple of things that were supposed to address that,
yeah.
And for some people it helps, but for others it doesn't. So that's the downside of it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because it worked. Yeah, over 2.5 years, you know, it's kind of coming off it and going on. Try to pinpoint the diarrhea, and it was just
wow.
It was super debilitating. I had to give up the mannitol 2 weeks ago. It was a choice.
Cool.
I could say my loss.
Andrew, that's really exciting.
It may not happen to everybody, but it certainly happened to me.
Exactly.
And
boy, if you can find that kind of solution, boy, that's just golden. So for those of you who are listening and are not familiar with what we're discussing, on the radio show page, the member radio show page, there's a whole listing on the write-down column of categories. And if you'll just click on the category mannitol, you'll hear the whole discussion and the presentation of that development. And you'll be able to, the source of this is from the person who had Parkinson's symptoms and who's invented this little product that he ships out to people. So you can listen to the interview. If you're called out, you'll be able to get the product directly from him. And Andrew, it's been now about 4 or 5 years ago. I can't quite retrieve his name here as we're talking live.
Don McCammon, M little C, like G-A-M-M-O-N, something like that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, really, he had what appeared to be pretty advanced Parkinson's syndrome. He was tripping and falling down a lot. And the mannitol, it came from Israel. It actually was a study in Israel.
Yes, isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's where they kind of discovered it.
You can find out. And like I said, anybody can get through the diarrhea. Maybe it doesn't affect them. I thought the product worked. I mean, my symptoms never advanced. And when I got off the mannitol, it definitely advanced a slight bit. Nothing.
Well, Andrew,
I have not taken the meds in 2.5 years into it. And don't plan on taking that. I mean, I'm doing the Rock City Boxing. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Oh, of course. That's a wonderful program.
Yeah, I've been doing Rock City. In my Rock City class, there's 30 of us. 29 are on levodopa. Or Cinnamon, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
They just take it like
Andrew,
the doctor said it's okay, and it's like candy. And all right. Man, you guys, why do you want to take that crap?
Right.
But anyway, and Robert, really appreciate what you do. I'm going to stay on this website, interact, and if I find a cure, I'll let you guys know.
Well, thank you so much. And I might also mention as a heads up to everyone that I'm going to have a radio show interview with the wife of John Carlin. John has been a guest on the radio show. He's famous for having Parkinson's symptoms, but climbing all the way up to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro about 3 or 4 years ago. So John has found lots of different ways to reverse his own symptoms. Well, his wife has created a whole product that's a probiotic that she's going to be discussing in the interview. And guess this, the main ingredient of her probiotic apparently is mannitol. So, Andrew, you might find that to be particularly interesting to listen to. So whether you can catch it live or not doesn't matter. We'll have the replay available here on the radio show page, so you'll be able to access that at your leisure. And given the digestive challenges that you apparently have, it may be that that'll be something that might actually be quite wonderful for you. So I'm now looking here on the call-in page, and I have Andrew and Bill that have called in, but I don't see any other callers. I want to make sure that we catch anybody who wants to address a question or have a topic you'd like to discuss. or have a report about what's helping or not helping you. And, of course, a number of you I know are connecting through your computer. So I'm going to check the questions and answers page here once again, where you can type in a question anytime during the month before we actually have our gathering. And if it entails some extra investigation or research on my part, I'll do that, and then I'll read the question at our support group gathering and then provide a response. Or if you just have a topic that you'd like for me to discuss and others to discuss, you can just list that on that questions and answers page. And then there's also for our live events, there's this what's called the chat room. And again, I don't see anybody here who's written into the chat room. So it looks like we've been able to connect in with those of you who had an opportunity to connect in live. And looks like we're here at about the hour point for our gathering. So I think we've concluded our celebration for our July Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Let me encourage each of you to visit the websites each and every weekday. Remember, we update each page either weekday or every week, depending on what the topic is. So you get fresh new information every single day. I'm particularly proud of the meditations. And so there's a 30-minute kind of a meditation on different topics. So when I use the word meditation, these are just focused suggestions of how you might want to reflect on ways that you can release anything that might be impending your success with being able to get relief from whatever symptoms you experience. And then there's a short little 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minute kind of a focused suggestion each and every weekday. My idea is that for all of us, we can have ups and downs in our life, and if you'll just visit the member websites every day, it's a way to uplift your spirits. We are positive. We are providing all sorts of additional information and support. The idea is you dip in one day, and you might feel a little bit low, a little bit unenergetic, but if you spend about 5 or 10 minutes on the websites reading some of the quotes or the jokes or the mind challenges or the mind work that I prepare for every week, that you'll not only have fun, not only will you enjoy yourself, but your spirits will be lifted and you'll get a little bit more energy to be able to engage whatever therapies you've elected to embrace that will help you find relief from whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. So thanks to each and every one of you for being members of Parkinson's Recovery. Your support that helps to subsidize the many, many free resources that we offer through Parkinson's Recovery. So the support, the participation means everything. If you'd like us to be able to specifically address a particular support group topic, we'd be more than happy to do that. Just be sure to write an email and be sure to let me know. This is for our support group gathering. It's possible that I'll think that's for one of the courses and I'll misstep, and instead of addressing it here in the support group, I might actually be discussing it in one of the courses that I actually offer. So be sure again to check the 2000 update to Road to Recovery, my little book that I just released yesterday, the download. And again, we'll have the print version out soon. So if you prefer the print version, that's coming out. I want to say I think the download has a great advantage over the print version because there are quite a few links to websites and resources and radio show interviews, so it's really easy to read the content. And then if you want to listen to the whole interview of the guest, you can just click, and there it is. You just sit and listen. You don't have to retype anything if you have the print book. So the download is a wonderful resource for being able to skip around, see these various resource websites that I have linked, and so it's easy to be able to get additional information for what it is that you need to be able to discover. And may you find some ideas from that book that will boost your success with getting relief from the symptoms you currently experience. So know that by virtue of the fact that you have joined Parkinson's Recovery as a member and that you're connecting in here to our support group gatherings, that you indeed are on the road to recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, of course, all the men are handsome, of course, and most importantly, where all of the children are truly loved. May you have a marvelous, may you have a spectacular month in August, and we look forward to connecting with each of you at our August gathering the last Monday of August, same time, 12 p.m. noon Pacific time. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much for being here today.